We're going to be reading The Go-Around Dollar. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? The Go-Around Dollar by Barbara Johnston Adams. Every dollar travels from person to person in a different way, but each dollar starts out in the same place, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington, D.C. Since 1862, this is where our nation's paper money has been produced. The Bureau is part of the United States Treasury Department. At the Bureau, huge printing presses run around the clock, turning out dollar bills. In 24 hours, 10 million $1 bills can be printed. Dollars are printed in big sheets of 32 bills. First, the basic design is printed. Then the sheets are cut in half and go back to the presses for an overprinting. This second printing adds information, such as the serial numbers and the Treasury seal. As bills are made, they are checked by people and machines over and over again to make sure they are perfect. Finally, the sheets are cut into stacks of individual bills called bricks. Bricks are sent to one of 12 banks, located in different parts of the United States, called Federal Reserve Banks. Federal Reserve Banks, in turn, send dollars to banks in cities, small towns, and neighborhoods. From here, dollars go into circulation to be used by people all over America, in stores, cafeterias, movie theaters, and thousands of other places, wherever money changes hands. Here's what might have happened to $1. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 73. The United States government has laws about the way dollar bills can be shown. For instance, a dollar drawn as an illustration for a book must be in black and white, not in full color. A dollar must also be shown either larger than 1 1/2 times the size of a real dollar or smaller than 3/4 the size of a real dollar. As Matt and Eric were walking home from school one day, what's that? Wow, it's a dollar bill. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 74. A portrait of George Washington, first president of the United States, is on the front of every $1 bill. Only people who are no longer alive can have their pictures on American money. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 75. It is hard to know how many dollars are lost in one day. It's easy to drop a dollar because it weighs so little. About 490 $1 bills make a pound. Matt offered to buy Eric's shoelaces for the dollar. Do they really glow in the dark? Eric used the dollar to buy some bubble gum. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 76. Dollar bills are used to buy things, pay back money that was borrowed, or pay for a service, such as a bus ride. There is a notice on each dollar that makes this clear. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 77. The front of every dollar has a long number in green ink, which appears in two different places. This is called the serial number. No $2 have the same serial number. If a dollar is damaged while it is printed, it is replaced by a bill with a star where the last letter of the serial number would usually be. These bills are called star notes. And Jennifer received the dollar as part of her change from a $5 bill. Don't forget your change. Mom, have you seen my jeans? They're drying in the laundry room. My dollar! Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 79. If dollars are in water a short time, they usually aren't damaged. They can't be ripped easily either. This is because dollars are printed on a specially strong paper made of cotton, linen, and silk. If you look closely, you can see the red and blue silk threads. Jennifer went to a flea market and bought a funny hat from Rob with the dollar. At a booth near Rob's, a ticket seller was handed an odd-looking dollar bill. Sir, this dollar looks strange to me. I need to make a phone call before I can accept it. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 80. The formula for the black and green inks used to print dollars is a secret known only by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. The secret is important. It keeps people from making fake or counterfeit bills exactly like the real ones. We want to ask you a few questions about this dollar. Could you step over here for a minute? Sometimes people called counterfeiters do make fake money, but it's very hard to make a dollar that looks and feels like a real one. When counterfeiters are caught, they're fined and sent to jail. Back at home, Rob asked his sister Kathy to do a chore for him. Kathy, if I give you a dollar, will you walk Biscuit?
Sure. Oops.
When a dollar changes hands, many people don't realize they're holding the Great Seal of the United States. The two sides of the seal, an official symbol of our country, are shown in circles on the back of every $1 bill. One circle has an eagle in it, the other a pyramid with an eye. The bald eagle, our national emblem, is holding arrows and an olive branch. The arrows stand for war and the olive branch for peace. The eagle faces the olive branch, which means the United States wants peace, not war. The pyramid stands for strength and growth. The eye, spiritual values. Come back here, Biscuit. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 87. Sometimes dollars are accidentally burned, chewed by animals, or torn. The Treasury Department will replace a bill if more than half of the original remains. If less than half remains, a government official must inspect the dollar before replacing it. Kathy thought about different ways to spend the dollar. Look at the illustration at the bottom of page 88. Lots of people say they see pictures of tiny owls or spiders near the corners of dollar bills. But the Bureau of Engraving and Printing says there are no such creatures on our money. Our first customer! Our store's first dollar! $1 bills wear out in about 18 months because they are passed from person to person so often. Banks collect worn-out bills and send them to one of the Federal Reserve banks. There, they are shredded by machine into little pieces too small to be put together again. But once in a while, people will keep a dollar because it has special meaning for them. And that's the end of The Go-Around Dollar.